Let's stay in Canberra for the second last full sitting week of the year. Some moderate Liberals have raised concerns over the religious discrimination bill, pushing for immediate changes to protect teachers and even students who could be targeted over their sexuality. Anne Rustin is the Minister for Social Services, Family and Women's Safety, and she joined me earlier and I started by asking her if those protections should be made immediately.
One of the things that the Attorney General has said is that, you know, there is a number of issues in this space, whether particularly when it comes to, you know, state and territory legislation, other pieces of legislation, in addition to the religious discrimination bill that's been introduced into this place this week. And the Attorney General has referred off for investigation a number of the issues that have risen around the inconsistencies between different jurisdictions. And I think that's the appropriate place for the ALRC is the appropriate place for those matters to be considered.
Yeah, but if you're making one set of changes, Minister, and then there are another set of changes which interact, you can understand the frustration of some of these Liberal moderates, can't you, that one's being kicked down the road and the other's being prioritised?
Well, I think what we have to do is to make sure that we take on board all views in this, all sides, and that's why today we were particularly keen to have this bill sent to a committee so that the rest of Australia could have their say on the bill. But we also need, if you're going to make any changes, to make sure that the appropriate reviews are put in place, because the last thing we want to do is to make any changes that did then not reflect what the legal intent of those changes are. And that's why I think the referral to the ALRC is so important.
The ACTU says the bill will protect people who make discriminatory religious statements of belief, even if they are offensive, inappropriate and harmful. What's your response to that? That people could be deliberately making offensive comments, sure, saying it's on the basis of their religion, but someone is harmed as a result of that.
Well, I think the Attorney General has been very, very clear that would not be allowed under the bill that is being proposed for legislation.
But hang on a minute, Minister, I have to interrupt. I've seen the bill. It is possible to do that. It is entirely possible in the bill's parameters to do it. And if it is, it means that someone can be harmed, whether it be LGBTIQ community or other minority groups.
Well, I'm going to have to beg to differ with you there, Patricia. I think the Attorney General has been very, very clear that those provisions, the bill does not allow that to happen. But the other issue that we need to be clear here is that under current legislation, there are some of these provisions already exist, and that is why the ALRC inquiry is so important, is to make sure that we can get consistency here so that people cannot be discriminated against that is harmful on them.
Just on another issue, the Prime Minister has likened the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption to a kangaroo court and accused the agency of doing over former Premier Gladys Berejiklian. This is, of course, all in relation to this push for a debate on an integrity commission. Do you understand the frustration of all of those people, including one of your own in the lower house, who just want to see this happen?
Well, I think one of the things that we need to be really careful of when you introduce any new body of this nature is to make sure that it's designed in such a way that you don't end up with unintended consequences that allow, the weight of public opinion to convict or condemn someone before the proper course of justice is allowed to go past. And that's why I think, we've been very clear around the design of any anti-corruption body that we might put in place in the federal arena, that it doesn't become a kangaroo court, that it actually does deliver on the things that it is designed to deliver, and that unintended negative consequences need to be made sure that they don't occur by making sure the bill reflects what the outcome is that we're seeking to achieve.
But we haven't even seen the bill. This is the issue. There's no bill.
Well, my understanding is that the Attorney General has been in discussions with the opposition in order to try and achieve, a consensus around how we would work forward on this corruption body, whatever the body that they're proposing, and we're unable at this stage to be able to get the agreement of the opposition to move forward.
Well, why wouldn't you just move forward? I mean, if you believe in it, wouldn't you just, you do on other issues, you don't always get an agreement. You didn't have an agreement on lots of pieces of legislation.
Well, certainly the one thing we don't want to do is to put forward a proposal that then is not successful. And so we would seek to make sure that we had the support of the Parliament to bring something in, because it, as you rightly point out, it's a very important issue.
Yeah, OK, but that is not consistent with what governments do on other pieces of legislation, right? You know, following my logic here, I'm sure that you don't always go, oh, we only introduce things we're going to get support for. Regularly, you don't.
Yeah, it depends very much on the situation. I know one of the things, just as an example, Patricia, around, you know, Indigenous recognition and the voice. We certainly would not want to go to a referendum or do anything in the Parliament that would have any likelihood of failure. So it depends on the individual circumstances surrounding the action that's being taken as to how you would manage it through this place.
Do you think the New South Wales ICAC is like a kangaroo court?
Well, certainly the public nature of that organisation has led to an awful lot of public discourse around particular issues before the person or persons or organisations have the opportunity to be able to defend themselves. And what we have to make sure with any of these organisations is you don't turn it into, as has been often referred to as a kangaroo court, and that people are actually judged to be guilty before they're afforded natural justice.
That's Anne Ruston, the Minister for Social Services, Family and Women's Safety. This is RN Drive.